No, nothing.
All right, Mo, top five, first one in a couple of years at least. First of all, how was the race for you?
It wasn't bad. You know, we started off, dropped into third, and was pretty free to start. So I figured at that point my only hope was to try and hang on to the right rear and hope for the best. In the meantime there, when the 19 dropped out, we lost two spots in the 97 and the 95. But, I mean, they were both hooked up really good, especially DJ. And rode in fourth for a while. Lost a spot to Mikey Ordway, and then ended up getting back by Ben, and that was about all the gas we had left in the tank. So got to back into fourth and finished there. So as loose as it started off, I'm pretty happy with where we ended up. I thought it might go the other way, and we'd be dropping back a lot. So to have a solid finish is good.
The car pretty much stayed consistent throughout, or did it get worse or did it get better?
I'd say it got a little bit better. It was just rotating too much in the center and making it free on exit. To start, it was totally free on exit from the time I picked the throttle up. But about lap 25, it started to come around a little bit and was better once it was pointed straight, but still couldn't get to the throttle soon enough. And it really showed, you know, after, like I said, like the 97 and 95, they were hooked up and they took off and ran away.
Finally, who do you have to thank tonight for your top five?
Definitely have to thank Jimmy Bodnar, the car owner, Lou Ciccone for owning this hot rod level performance engine in the car, Simpson Race Products, and the guys that pitch in and help, Joe and Cody. Cody couldn't make it this weekend. He had some business stuff come up, but those guys all worked their tails off for me, and I appreciate every minute of it.